This is a special ARM podcast as we speak with session presenters and keynote speakers direct from the show floor at the Music City Center in Nashville for ARM. I'm Bill Klaproth. With me is Susan Morris, Director of Supply Chain at MedStar Montgomery Medical Center. Susan is doing a session on boosting supply chain immunity, partnering with your infection prevention team. Susan, thank you so much for being here. I know that everybody dealt with the pandemic a little bit differently, but I know that you used collaboration and education to find your way through the pandemic. Can you give us a brief overview of what you did during the pandemic to overcome the challenges that were presented to you?
Well, first, thanks for having me. I'm really honored to be a part of the podcast and excited to be here. As you mentioned, there were a lot of issues going on at the same time, and things were constantly changing. So partnering with our clinical teams, and in particular, our infection prevention department, was just key to making sure that we had the right supplies, the right PPE, that we were protecting our staff and our patients, and that collaboration really drove us to be successful in probably the most trying times that we've ever encountered in our careers in healthcare.
Yeah, when you say partnering and you use the word collaboration, I'm sure that's something you did before the pandemic, but it sounds like it's something that was vital and you really had to step up that collaboration during the pandemic. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Being involved in partnering with the clinical team as part of our DNA, and it's part of the things that we do on a daily basis. But as you mentioned, during the pandemic, it became more important. We were working together daily, reviewing products hands-on, walking the floor and rounding with the infection prevention nurse and the CNO with all of the nursing team to help explain why we had this product instead of another product, and you know why we couldn't get something, and addressing their questions and concerns. So yes, it just became a more heightened partnership.
So do you think this heightened partnership will continue once we get post-pandemic, once we get past this thing down the road?
Yeah, definitely. We've already continued that. We are bringing back some of those teams. We are working on trying to make sure that we're identifying and minimizing any potential infection risks, any types of products that can reduce those hospital-acquired infections, improve patient outcomes. We've gotten really close over the last 18 months or so.
So for someone listening to this podcast, what can you share with us? What have you learned that you can maybe educate someone else? Hey, here's one thing we learned. Here's a couple, make sure you do this, make sure you do that. Or any tips for anyone listening to this podcast?
Well, I really think it's important that supply chain recognizes the value of that clinical relationship, that you know they get out of the basement or out of the building down the street away from the hospital and develop those relationships with the clinical team and become a clinically integrated supply chain so that we can make sure that we are providing the best outcomes to our patients. It's about that collaboration. It's about developing that relationship. It's about knowing what their needs are and why they have those needs. And sometimes it takes hearing the message more than once, not only for supply chain, but for the clinical teams as well, especially during a pandemic when everybody's afraid. They don't hear things the first time you say them. So education's important.
That makes sense. So it sounds like that relationship building really did play a part in this.
It did. It played a huge part in this, and it continues to play a huge part in this because, you know, we thought things were leveling off and now they're coming back up again. And so we're jumping back in together to combat whatever the next wave brings.
Right. And speaking of collaboration, I know that also you in your session are talking about having infection prevention engaged in product evaluations. Can you briefly tell us about that?
Before we bring products into the hospital to use on a patient, we want clinical eyes to review that. So it's having nurses and physicians and other members of the clinical team look at the clinical evidence and reviewing those products. And key to that conversation is having infection prevention at the table as well. So a physician may want a particular product because he feels like it's going to give him better outcomes in a surgical case, perhaps. But we also need to make sure that we're not putting a patient at risk for an infection in some other area by using that product. So having the multidisciplinary voice at the table when we're evaluating products prior to bringing them in is crucial.
Yeah, so some great words there, as you just said, multidisciplinary relationship building, as you said, collaboration, education. So all of that really helped you get through the pandemic, and good lessons for all of us to learn.
Right, yes. And there are things that I've tried to live by throughout my career, but the last year really just showed the importance and the value of that and how much those relationships matter and how working together we can get ahead of some of those issues before they become truly monumental and insurmountable.
Right. Well, getting ahead of those issues is important. And that's where that collaboration you were talking about, infection prevention, having them kind of at the table really kind of get you all on the same page right away, which I could see is really valuable.
Yes, it definitely is. It's very key.
Yeah. Well, Susan, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it. Congratulations on the session. And thanks for being here. And thanks for all your hard work. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
And once again, that's Susan Morris. And for more education like this, please go to the ARM Knowledge Center at arm.org/knowledge-center. Thanks for listening.